Open for me the gates of righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on the second Sunday of Easter. My name is Jim Kless, and I will be leading you this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope that you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. The order of worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 of the Lutheran Worship. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, hymn 142 in the Lutheran Worship.
Morning. The Lord be with you. Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. Good to be with you. Good to worship with you this morning. We are following the order of service as it's printed before you in your worship bulletin. We'll continue now with the confession and the absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you praise, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy. Be with you. Let us pray. O God of life, you reach out to us amid our fears with the wounded hands of your risen Son. By your Spirit's breath, revive our faith in your mercy and strengthen us to be the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please have a seat.
Join us now as we sing our family hymn, I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 5, verses 27 through 32.
Collected this morning is Jamie Bloom. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through her.
Before the Sanhedrin, to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 118 as it's printed in your worship bulletin.
The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation.
Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things.
The Lord's right hand is lifted high.
The Lord's right hand has done mighty things.
I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death.
Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter.
I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation.
The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad.
Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you.
The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us.
With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
The second reading is from Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fears of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you." "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Through the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Having heard God's word, we confess our faith together now in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please have a seat.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, "The Strife is O'er, the Battle Done," hymn 143 in the Lutheran Worship.
brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from St. John's Gospel, the 20th chapter, verses 19 through 31. That's the Gospel reading that Jamie just read for us a few moments ago. Some days, did you ever have one of those days where you wake up or you get through half the day and you just go, ugh? Did you ever have one? Yesterday, today, it was kind of like that for me anyway. When you get up and you hope to see the sun bursting out and you see little snowflakes at the end of April and you just go, ugh, some days. But then there's just some days that legitimately we find ourselves kind of down. Those days where maybe the circumstances, whatever they may be, have our minds heavy and maybe we just want to close the blinds, lock the doors, put on those comfortable pajamas, avoid the circumstances, maybe, just maybe, avoid life. Judging by your reaction, I suspect you know very well what I'm talking about. Being fair and honest with each other, I think we all at one time or another have had those days. The trying experiences, the difficult stuff just has us wanting to lock in and lock out, to hide. And maybe we're hiding out of fear. Maybe we're hiding out of anxiety. Whatever it is, we just want to hide out and avoid. Maybe we're feeling that we have nothing left. Or so it seems that way anyway. And you know something? I think that's what was happening for those disciples on that first Sunday after Easter. Think about it. They just watched their friend, their best friend, die. Their teacher. And now everything that they had hoped for seemed impossible. Everything that they longed for, everything that they had envisioned in their minds was a memory. They feared the future. They feared life. And so what did they do? They locked in and they locked out. You see, they left the tomb of Jesus and they entered their own kind of darkness, I suppose. It was a darkness for them of fear and doubt, and because of that darkness, they were blinded. They barricaded themselves in this room, which I suppose, in a way, really became their own tomb. They closed the door to faith. They shut their eyes to Jesus' promises and his word. And so, in a sense, I suppose there was no openness in those moments to newness and life being different. But the reality was, life would be different. And while they were locked in and while they were locked out, life was happening. And they were missing out. The tomb was empty. The crucified and risen one, Jesus, was alive. And there was no changing that. He rose. And he rose for them. And he rose for you and me. You know something, friends? Our Lord's resurrection is for us, a people who sometimes find ourselves locked behind closed doors because we're anxious, or we're fearful, or we're uncertain. The resurrection of our Jesus means hope, even in those circumstances that have us locked behind those closed doors. The resurrection means hope for us now and hope for us in the future. The resurrection means light in darkness, life in death, faith in fear. Life is different for us because of the resurrection. Life is different. You know, just like those disciples, here we are, 1 week out from Easter. And while we can so easily say that the resurrection matters, well, we can so very easily let it just roll off of our lips that it makes all the difference for our lives. The truth is, sometimes we struggle in life, don't we? And because we do, how easily we can lock in and lock out. What are those locked places of life for you? What are those things that perhaps have you weighed down today? Maybe you're consumed by fear. Maybe you're consumed by worry, anxiety. Maybe it's a doubt. Maybe it's a wound. A past wound that is so deep that you don't even think there is any chance of healing. Maybe it's grief. So many things in life can have us closed in and locked tight. But here's the thing. Jesus knows how to break into locked doors. And that's just what he does for you and me. He's the one who has the power to break in. And he does. He enters those places. He enters our hearts. He enters our minds. And he stands among us, just as he did for those disciples that first Easter week. You see, friends, Jesus doesn't want you and me trapped. He doesn't want us locked up, dark, and afraid. He wants us to know joy. He wants us to know peace. And he wants us to know life, the life that he won for us by his death and resurrection. The very life that he came to secure for you and me. He wants us to know peace in all circumstances. And that's just what he can give to us. Peace. A peace unlike the world could ever give to you and me. A peace that overtakes us. A peace that opens our eyes to see his presence and power always at work, no matter the circumstance. Jesus is the key. Jesus is the key to the things that sometimes have us locked in and locked out. The resurrection reality and the peace that Jesus offers to you and me, friends, doesn't mean that we won't experience the tough stuff in life. It doesn't mean that we're exempt from the hard circumstances. But having His peace, you see, enables you and me to live through these circumstances, hopefully and confidently. Confidently that this death-defeating Jesus of ours is able to breathe life even into the very things that might look lifeless. The doors can be unlocked. Peace be with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The congregation offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by Sandy Carlson in memory of her mom, and also sponsored by Jerry and Marsha Barber in honor of their granddaughter Maya Lynn Barber as she receives the seal of cross and becomes a member of the kingdom in holy baptism.
Family, that's our plow guy Dale Horn,
his family as they mourn the death of Dale's mom last Sunday. For Karen Riker, she's a friend of the Lorenz family. She's battling cancer, so we keep her in our prayers. For my Aunt Bonnie Capozzi, who's recovering from some surgery that she had on Friday. And last but not least, I really like this prayer request. It just came up to me through the offering. It's from Charmaine. And you know, sometimes the prayers, when you have to list the prayers, it makes you just go, ugh, right? Because the list gets long every week. This one just put a smile on my face. So anyway, we're going to say a special prayer for success today for the Make-A-Wish Zumba-a-thon. So like Zumba, what is Zumba? It's like dancing, right? Exercise dancing.
Yes, dancing.
Yeah, Charmaine's going to be dancing her heart out today on behalf of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So we're praying for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and that there's great success. And we're praying for you, Charmaine, that God fill you with lots and lots of energy so you can dance away today. 2 hours of dancing. God bless you. There you go. Thank you for this. This was great. This made me happy. All right, let's pray. Let us pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who by his death and resurrection has made us a kingdom priest to his God and Father, who welcomes our petitions. Holy Father, you raised up your Son from the dead so that he might bestow upon us his Holy Spirit and the forgiveness of sins. Grant that we might live joyfully as those who have been crucified and raised up with Christ in holy baptism, and that we might boldly testify of him, his forgiveness and peace to all who will hear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you preserve your word among us so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ and have life in his name. Bless us who have not seen and yet believe. Preserve us from doubts and help our unbelief. When we're tempted to defy your law or mistrust your promises, forgive us and strengthen us in the faith by the work of your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O ruler of all, you appoint rulers and officials for the sake of order and peace. Watch over those to whom you have given authority to govern in our community. Give to them integrity and a desire to serve those placed under their office, even as you work all things for our good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, our healer, we commend to you all those who are in need of restoration, whether of body, soul, or spirit. We pray especially today for the Wall family, the Weiss family, the Horn family. We pray for Karen and Bonnie, for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletin, our friends, our family members, and of course anybody that we name before you in our hearts. Grant to them your peace, that they might bear their suffering with patience as they await your glorious healing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, we pray especially today for the Lynch, Lysak, Maciejewski, Manna, and Marone families, and all others in our congregation. Faithful to your promises, work all things in their lives to remind them of their need for your unending grace and steadfast love, and rejoice in your Son, who has died and is risen for them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for all the people who volunteer and give of their time. We pray especially today for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which continues to touch hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would give success to their Zumba-a-thon. Lord, we also pray this day for Charmaine, as she is giving of her time in the support of such a wonderful organization. I suppose our prayer goes along the lines of give her dancing legs for 2 hours today, that she might be given strength and that her heart might be filled with joy, that other people might be filled with joy through her. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, your Son died and now lives forevermore, and he has the keys of death and Hades. We give thanks that you have remembered your covenant to your saints who have gone before us. Preserve us in the same grace and faith for the sake of Jesus, And grant that we might believe without seeing until that day when we join them before you in glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So you're going to do all these first and then that one last. Okay?
Please join us now as we sing our closing hymn. God, Christian Friends, Rejoice and Sing, hymn 129 in the Lutheran Worship.
Please have a seat for a moment. Good morning. Good to see you. Good to be with you. Good to worship with you. You want to hear some really good news?
Yeah.
The tomb is still empty. Still Easter. It's still Easter. Here we are, back in this place, surrounded in a place of hope, of peace, and joy. What a good, good day. Despite the coldness, despite how gray it is, the sun is shining remarkably in this place. He's risen indeed. And we still say it in our hearts, Alleluia. What a good day this is. Good to be with you. A quick couple of announcements before you head off for the week. First thing I want to highlight is the chicken barbecue. Chicken barbecue is coming up in May. What is it? May 19th, I think, is the day. May 19th, that's 12 to 3. So tickets are on sale if you want to purchase those tickets. Any funds that we raise, any proceeds that we raise from that event will go toward our youth who are going to be attending a national youth gathering in July. So, again, there's been remarkable success. You can see in the bulletin they raised $12,000 of the $15,000 that they're hoping to raise. So that's wonderful. But we're going to continue to support them, and if there's surplus after this one, then it helps to give them a little bank account, I guess, if you want to call it that, for the next youth gathering that comes. They come every 3 years. All right. So again, chicken barbecue, May 19th, 12-3. Get your tickets. What else you want to know? We need cupcake bakers for that event too. So there's a sign-up sheet up on the bulletin board. So just sign up if you can help bake some cupcakes for the barbecue. Okay. Your journals are available. The May journals. Hard to believe that it's May already, but the May journals are available for you. They're right out on the table in the fellowship area, so grab your journal. What I highlighted in my lead article for May is, I don't know if you realize this or not, but April 18th of this year was our 124th anniversary as a congregation. We were incorporated on April 18th, 1895, and we've been in this village since. Serving the people of God in Depew, Lancaster, Cheektowaga, and the surrounding areas. 124 years we've been here. Now, I draw your attention to 124 years, but I want you to fast forward to the next number. 125 years, folks. That's a big anniversary for us. 125 years that we have been in the business of proclaiming the good news of God's love to hearts that need to hear it. That's a big, big deal. Yeah?
Was this church always in this location?
No. The original church was down the road on one of the side streets, Kokomo Street. On Kokomo Street. And then they took the original building that was over on Kokomo Street, which is this section, if you go in the old Sunday school wing. All right, and that's now covered by the outside brick. But the old Sunday school wing is the original building of 1895 on Kokomo Street. And they brought that building over here. How they did it, I don't know. I don't know how they did it, but it's remarkable to think about. But they brought it over here. And then that was the worship space, the Sunday school space, up until 1950. This building here came in 1950. They saw a surge in membership and growth, and the pastor that was here at that time. Somebody want to help me with the history? Pastor Frankie. Pastor Frankie was kind of a church developer. He did that kind of stuff, and so the building that we have here was built in 1950, and it's been the worshiping space since. So if by the way you want to see a neat book. Pastor Frankie's daughter, a couple summers ago, brought a book over to the church. It's in the library, and it's actually old photos of the construction of the building. So check it out. It's kind of neat to see how they did that. So, but anyway, next April marks our 125th anniversary, and I really think that constitutes a sort of celebration for us. And I really don't want to see that occasion just kind of slip by. I need some help. So this is my plea to you. I need some help. I'm looking for some people that might be interested in serving on a sort of 125th anniversary committee to kind of talk about what we can do to celebrate 125 years here. So there's been celebrations in the past. I think there was a celebration for the 100th anniversary. There was one for the 90th, the 75th. And we can go back and we can look through that history and see what we did. But what was done doesn't have to be. And that's where I need the brainstorming from you. So can't do it alone. So that's kind of my confession to you. If I don't have a team of people that are behind it, then it may just be something that slips by. And I don't want to see that happen. So if you're willing, if you got some background on St. John's, some history on St. John's, if you've got a creative party planning side to you that nobody knows about and you want to let it free, let me know. I'd like to get that committee going sooner than later. We're probably past the point of the initial plans. We got to get this, got to get it moving if we're going to do that. Okay? So am I putting it on heavy enough that I need help? That we need help, Tony? Yeah, we need help. So let me know. And I do have some people in mind already, so I will be asking some of you as well. So, just keep that in mind, and any way you can help out, that would be fantastic. Anything else that I'm missing for the good of the group? Oh yeah, Tom. So that was my start. My brain isn't ticking the way I want it to, and I'm purposely going slow. Want to know why? Because it's only 9:23. By saying today's a good day, right? Because the tomb is still empty. And then I was going to follow that up with, and today is especially a good day because the church is empty of hyacinths. They're gone. Thank the Lord. They're out there. And if they're not gone by today, I know Tom and Sue like to plant them, but you're going to see one pastor take them and just... let them plant themselves. But anyway, take your hyacinths and your lilies too. We can't water them, right? Done. We're done with them. Huh? No, they're done. So take them or they'll plant them in the yard if you don't take them. So, okay? So take your flowers, please. All right. Anything else for the good of the group? Lois, what do you want to do? We still got 5 minutes.
I can just play.
You want to just play? Okay. All right. That's it, folks. Have a blessed week. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
The people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of DePue, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway, at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by grace of God alone, that we know about the grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about Faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. This is your announcer, Jim Kless, wishing you God's protection and care for you in days ahead.